Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kelly. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Kelly. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kelly, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Sissel moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney bunts towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Kelly moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Kelly moves to third. Werber moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Werber scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean fields the ball and throws to Kelly covering. safe. Averill moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newsom. The throw from Allen to Hale and they have Newsom trapped. The throw over to Trotsky, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Newsom fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Finney reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber bunts towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing center field. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dean strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Larry moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trosky is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.